Live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
We're back to normal, kind of. I'm estranged. You're listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Mobs. I love The Mobs. And that's a track from their new album, Piffle.
Ooh.
Which is out on Dirty Water Records, I think. All the way from Northamptonshire, Tony, The Mobs.
Yes.
Absolutely brilliant. But what is their website?
Themobs.co.uk.
It is indeed. Welcome home. Welcome back. It's Tony Wan, Paulie B, and the Internet Nil from your adventures of horse looking after him.
Yes, that's me.
We will be playing more from The Mobs in future weeks because I do get excited when bands like The Mobs, that are kind of bands that we not only play on the show but are kind of some of my favourite bands, when they bring out new stuff, I want to play it every week, really.
Brilliant.
I can't. But I will be playing a few tracks from this over the coming weeks. And hello to The Mobs.
Hello, Mobs.
And hello to Dirty Water Records as well. Tony, have I got any additional material for you? I haven't.
You haven't.
After all this time, it's been, is it 3 weeks since we've made a proper show?
Yeah.
I mean, the other shows are proper shows, but it's been 3 weeks since we made a proper show, so it's now time. We are back. You are back from your Mittel European adventure.
Yep. I'm back. I'm alive.
So it's time for everyone to get in touch with us again with your bits and bobs, yes?
It is.
So if you have a joke or poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email, Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. Otherwise, I'll be forced to go into my own back catalogue.
Oh.
But nobody wants that.
Nobody wants that, do they?
Nobody wants that, Tony. Have you got a joke? Do you have any good jokes while you're away?
No, generally I listen to a lot of things in German and I don't know what's going on in general, really.
Right.
I nod a lot.
Okay.
But no, I don't know any jokes.
How far did that get you, nodding?
I guess you're quite far in life, actually.
So good.
I've nearly lasted 40 years on nodding alone.
Excellent work.
Thank you very much.
So you can do... So you nod in understanding...
No.
Or you just nod.
Yeah, I just nod. Yeah.
Because if you had approached nodding in understanding and shaking head in not understanding, you would actually be offering yourself yet another example of binary, Tony. Wouldn't you? Go, I know how I can get through this country. It's a simple ones and zeros situation.
I live my life. I'd be flicking coins, but rolling a dice would be the next thing, wouldn't it, I guess? But no.
Well, no, it wouldn't.
That's a completely different story, isn't it?
Not really be similar at all, would it?
No. I was thinking flipping a coin is what that book was about, but it was the dice, wasn't it?
Yeah. If you're flipping the coin, you're giving yourself two options.
Yes, that would be fine.
Yeah, but the dice, that's a whole... You need rules and laws and chance.
Yeah, so that's a whole different ball game.
There's no way you could deal with that. Right. So look, we're going to find out more about your trip, aren't we, later on in the show?
Yep.
Yeah, we are. All right, let's play two songs in a row now, shall we? And thank you for sticking with us over the last few weeks. I know the shows were a bit all over the place in terms of our own personal content, but I'm sure you'll agree the music was magnificent.
Excellent.
And we are not letting up this week. There's a definite... There's not a... All the songs this week aren't the same sort of music, but you know how some of us go, I don't know how we've got all this.
Yeah.
This, though, all seems to run along quite nicely together.
Okay.
There's a definite feeling about the music this week, Tony. It's all running very nicely. And to prove that, we're going to play two tracks in a row now. One by a band we've played before, and one by a band we haven't.
Right.
So stay tuned for Mouses, all the way from Billingham, which is, I believe, is on Teesside. Is that in the northeast?
Right.
Billingham? Yeah. I think it is. I think it's sort of near Middlesbrough. Mm. I think. Anyway, I'm sure we can find out more about them after we've heard them. But first up, a band that we have played before called Muck and the Myers, Tony. They are all the way from Boston, Massachusetts, as opposed to Boston, Lincolnshire, which is, of course, filled with Latvians.
Yes.
Yeah, as we have discussed in previous weeks. This track is taken from a split EP with the Fadeaways, who are, by me saying, another garage punk, garage rock and roll band. Makes you know that Muck and the Myers are of that oeuvre.
Mm-hmm.
But what I know is, Tony, what is Muck and the Myers' website?
Muckandthemyers.com.
It is!
Huh.
MUCKANDTHEMIRES.com, muckandthemyers.com. Paulie Vincent, nil. Tony, two. And Tony?
Mm-hmm.
I'm your man.
Plums.
Hollywood medicine, Cinderella. Just live the jealousy and sunny bay and say it's making scatter. Better stay on pride, unemployed, 20 by the 60s, 7 sunny star. I'm in a bar, elevator, sign, and heaven, heaven, God, full of inspire.
You're listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Mouses and a track called Hollywood, which is their latest single.
Okay.
Tony. And you can find out more about Mouses by their Facebook page, which is
Facebook.com/Mouses Band.
Facebook.com/Mouses The Band, I'm afraid, Tony. Ooh. Very close there. Paul Beans, Net 1, Tony 2. That's rather brilliant, isn't it, that song?
It is.
I'm very, very happy about being introduced to Mouses. I'm afraid I don't know that much about them, so do make sure you check out their Facebook page and find out more about them yourselves. After all, as we've said many times before down the years, Tony, I'm not your mother.
Nope, you're not.
However, I do like to get involved in a little bit of Facebook, and I was wondering whether you got any Facebook comments.
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
It's good to remember about that because I've completely forgotten.
I'll never tire of that. Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
I know, it's been a couple of weeks, Tone, since you've actually made the show in real life.
Yeah.
We're bound to forget a few things, or rather, you are.
Yes, definitely.
Because you've been sidetracked with a horse.
I have, of course.
You have. Of course. Yeah. A horse, of course, of course, of course. Right.
Yes.
Now, that was Mr. Ed, wasn't it?
It was, wasn't it?
A horse is a horse, of course, of course. And everyone's causing the horse, of course, that is, of course, unless the horse, the famous Mr. Ed. Go out on the set, I hear any of you, but do you know the rest?
No.
I am Mr. Ed.
Beautiful.
Is that perfect?
It sounded pretty perfect to me.
All right, let's have a bit of Facebook.
Yeah. Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do drop along, give us a Facebook like, visit our page, leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Simple as that, really. Do get in touch. It has been a quiet summer for you, not for us. Do get in touch. Need your comments. Leading into Christmas, that would be nice. Right, we've had three this week, and they've all, not necessarily comments, more as photos and videos that they've, but they have posted to our page.
Right.
They're all relevant. So, Ross has been in touch. Ross Cook, the infamous third man. Well, sacked. Retired third man. Of Punky Radio Land. He says, hey, Forbes reckon this podcasting lark is an easy side hustle that can rake in hundreds of dollars a week.
Yeah.
He did link to an article, which I don't think really is true. If anyone had told us we could have made hundreds of dollars a week of this, we maybe would have done it.
Yeah.
Well.
We did make a bit of money for a little while.
Yeah, there was a time we did sell Coke.
A long time ago.
That was a different kind of Coke.
I've been incredibly cheeky here, Tony.
Okay.
And I'm doing this while I think about it.
All right.
But I have just gone on my phone on the internet to get the lyrics to Mr. Ed.
Beautiful.
Right? I thought we ought to do this properly now, right? Here goes. Hi, I'm Mr. Ed. That's how it starts, isn't it?
Okay. I don't think I've ever seen the episode. I've probably heard the song once.
Oi, I've added that bit. A horse is a horse, of course, and no one can talk to a horse, of course, that is, of course, unless the horse is the famous Mr. Ed. Go right to the source and ask the horse, he'll give you the answer that you'll endorse. He's always on a steady course. Talk to Mr. Ed. No, they haven't got the next bit. Oh, here goes. People yakety yak a street can waste your time and day, but Mr. Ed will never speak unless he has something to say. A horse is a horse, of course, and this one will talk to his voice, his horse. You never heard of a talking horse. Well, listen to this. Pop, pop, pop. I am Mr. Ed. There you go.
You can purchase Mr. Ed DVDs at Amazon.com.
Can you? Are we looking at the same page?
Please let us know so they can give us some money.
Yeah, I had that on I had a movie themes album when I was about 18 or 19. It's fantastic, all 50s movie themes. That's how I learned Car 54, Where Are You?
Oh, very nice.
I just love that one. Yeah, all real vintage ones. Sorry, yeah, anyway, carry on.
Yeah, so that was that. Thanks for that, Ross. If you do want to start a podcast and make some money, do let us know how you do it.
Yeah, because we love some tips.
Yeah. Lost Baby Doll Surf have been in touch. They've posted a video on our page. I'd like to think it was for us. I'm sure they're not just spamming us. But they say, saludos, camarados. Aquí sus amigos, los babydos. Los llamamos nuestro video de Tomo Hemos Nacido. Tos Tomos Somos Surf Proletario. Espíritu Combate to Fuego de Revoluciones. So, and then that's some kind of video, I think. I don't know.
That is that, the though. Best Spanish I've ever heard you do in your life.
F-f-f-f-f-f-f.
This second language business you've been working on with your German and that,
yeah,
it's rubbing off on you, mate.
Yeah?
You're becoming multilingual.
No, thank you. yeah, thanks for that, Lost Baby. So if you do fancy a bit of surf, do check that. And finally, Simon Nottingham.
So if you do fancy a bit of surf?
Lost Baby Doll Surf. If you do fancy a bit of surf, do you watch that?
You'll be hearing a bit of surf later on in the show.
Beautiful. Simon Knott's been in touch.
I know, and I love Simon. He's a wonderful man, and I like him very much, and he would never say anything bad about me, ever.
No, he says, haha. I'm a bit behind in shows, but my latest one, Paulie Edwards, was dropped by a drinking buddy for being too dark. It gets worse, Paulie. Read this. And the headline did read, Dark sense of humour can be dementia warning sign.
Yeah, well, it's nice to know.
What happened with the dark friend?
Well, he's not dark, is he? I am.
Oh, no, you're dark, aren't you?
He's now got the nickname at work of a Disco Pete because he's so happy and jolly. What's happened, Tone, is that he looks straight to me, and so I've started looking straight to him as well. And it's like the bit that he works on and the bit that I've been at for a while now is that I see him every day, and it just seems to be that we're both on the same shift all the time. I'm always walking into work either just behind him or just in front of him every day. Whatever he's trying to do to avoid me isn't working. And today, on the way out of the warehouse, you have to hit this thing that says pass or get searched, right? Mm-hmm. And it's very rare that you get searched, but today I hit that thing and it went red. He went, and you have to go and get searched. And as I did, there was another, and it was him. And me and him had to go and both get searched. He just doesn't acknowledge my existence. He's fucking brilliant.
Weird.
Sorry, I saw. I've done quite a lot, not sweat. Yeah, anyway. So we're now suddenly talking for ages, aren't we?
That's all right. That's a bit.
It is, yeah. The last two shows have been fairly tight.
Exactly.
So, yeah, Tony, I am none the wiser.
Are you any darker?
I do not know what I said to that man to worry him so greatly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very strange.
It's very strange. And will I ever know? Probably not.
No?
Probably not, Tank. No, I'll probably never find out. Which is even better, really, because it just means that I can just go through life forever wondering what I could possibly say to someone that would elicit that reaction. It was fantastic.
Weird.
Without meaning to, that's what I mean. I mean, obviously, you can say something incredibly dark to someone if you choose to.
Mm.
But to just give someone the general impression that you are way too dangerous to hang around with without actually doing anything, saying anything on purpose about it is brilliant. You know, I'm quite chuffed, really.
You're too dangerous to focus on.
I believe I am.
Yeah.
Right, let's play a track, shall we?
Yep, that's it for Facebook, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah. So that concludes Facebook. So let's hear this.
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that, Tony.
There you go.
Completely forgot about that. You forgot about the first bit. I was going to go, ha, 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 I don't forget about anything ever. And then I forgot about it straight away.
Too dark.
Make sure you send us Facebook comments. You're going to use that on me forever.
Yep.
Yeah, there's no doubt there. Right, anyway, next track, Tony. Every once in a while, I like to slow things down a little bit on Monkey Radio and play something crazy and psychedelic. And this week is no exception. We have been playing Baby Woodrose now for pretty much the whole duration of the show. Not this show. I mean, over the 11 years, haven't we?
Baby Woodrose.
Via Bad Afro Records. Never been particularly in keeping with the rest of the output on the show, but we have always championed them as top chaps. And when they brought out a retrospective called Kicking Ass and Taking Names, we actually played quite a few tracks of it, because it turns out to start with they were proper full-on rocking garage punk, and then they just went more psychedelic over time, and they brought out yet another album, Tone, and it's really, really good. There was a lead track from it, which is the one we're going to play. But I have today heard from Lars at Bad Afro, who sent me a Baby Woodrose track saying, I think this would be good for Punky Radio. So we will be playing the one that Their label, Believe, is the right one for the show. But this week, I'm playing the one I'd got because I like it anyway.
Okay.
Which means I'm pretty hopeful about this album.
Right.
It's Copenhagen psychedelic rock and roll, Tony.
Beautiful.
That's what we're offering here. But what I want to know is, what is Baby Woodrow's Bandcamp page?
Babywoodrow's.bandcamp.com?
It is, but did I ask you about Mouses?
Yeah. Mouses is the band, wasn't it? I got it wrong.
So that's Tony 3, Paulie B, and Internet 1. And this is 21st Century Slave. Listen to Rich Morton's Sound on Ethers right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bass this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was 21st Century Slave by Baby Woodrow's, and we will be playing at least one other track from them at the behest of Lars at Bad Afro Records, and hello to Lars. So, Tony, I have been up to stuff over the last few weeks. A few things have happened, and I've quite enjoyed them. But to be honest with you, it's all going to pale into insignificance against your odyssey to southern Germany. So, okay. Take it from the top and tell us what happened.
Right, so me and my lovely lady have been house sitting, which is a strange thing to do. House sitting, you kind of look after someone's house when they go away, and you generally don't get paid. So you kind of just swap. And you look after their house generally because they've got pets. So we were house sitting south of Nuremberg, in a little village of about 35 houses, so it was really quite remote.
Now, hold on, how did you come to do this in the first place?
Steph's been a house sitter before I met her, so she's there are websites for house sitting.
There are specialist websites.
Specialist websites where people contact you. You don't know who they are. They don't know who you are. Hence the whole thing about maybe I won't come back alive. So it is a bit of a jump in leap of faith, as it were. Right. We drove to south of Nuremberg. We'd never met these people or spoke to them, apart from an email. So we had general directions and coordinates and everything. And the house was down. When directions end with there's a gravel path and next to a cornfield and you drive down it and we're at the end of it,
right,
you get a bit scared.
Right.
But everything turned out fine. I am alive. So that's 1-0 to house sitting. So we drove to Nuremberg. We drove past Steph's family. We had a night in Bottrop. Then we had a night in Würzburg.
And what was that like? You got to tell us about these places.
Würzburg is just past Frankfurt, and I think it was just over the Bavarian border, as it were, Bavaria. They do count themselves as a country.
Absolutely. It's like Yorkshire, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because they've also got a really silly accent, the Bavarians.
Apparently so. I couldn't hear it. I can't hear accents.
Oh, I guess.
Can you?
I can't. They all sound like Henning Venn.
Right. Yeah, Steph was really not... Well, I couldn't really understand a lot of them. I think the accent must be really quite thick. Well, Würzburg was nice. And then where we were, the closest town was Neumarkt, and the closest city was Nuremberg.
Yeah, but the closest town was Neumarkt, which the English translation is?
Newmarket,
and you're looking after a horse. I found that very funny.
Yes, it's two horses.
He's gone the wrong way around the Antwerp Ring Road again. He's ended up on the A505.
That's right. Yeah, two horses, both fine. I left them to Steph. Horses shit a lot.
Really?
One thing I've learnt over the past 3 weeks is that horses shit.
So was she in charge of cleaning up the shit?
Yep.
Oh, what, you did nothing, yeah?
You.
Good lad.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
So it was...
Classic English bloke on holiday. I'm on holiday.
Holiday, yeah. Had my books.
I'm not cleaning up horse shit.
Had my feet up, had the books. And so Steph dealt with the horses. Did a bit of horse riding, looked after the horses. And we visited a few of the places. We visited Nuremberg a couple of times. And we went to the documentation centre, which was the Nazi place where they built the big, not like amphitheatre, but a big like Roman-like
right
viewing arena where they're supposed to have the big events and everything. Quite an impressive building, really.
Well, I doubt they paid very much for labour.
Probably not. But yeah, so there's a little bit of that, and I'm not really
they
into
did
the
ultimately
whole... yeah. But yeah, an impressive building, and obviously it's all about the history, but I'm not really into the history of it. But obviously Nuremberg, you can't really avoid it, so we saw a bit about the whole run up to the war and the Nuremberg trials,
right?
But then Nuremberg itself was quite a nice city, if you ignore the whole World War II side of it.
Yes.
Well, yeah, and then we...
Let's get to the important stuff here, Tony. What was the beer like?
Beer was nice.
Very good.
It was funny because the whole state is obviously driven by beer.
Driven by beer.
Yeah. It's everywhere. When we got there the first night, there was a local beer festival was on. It was like they call it the Volksfest.
Right.
So they've got a permanent beer tent structure in the town. So it's less a tent, more of just a building.
Yeah.
Permanent tables are... It's one of the... rare things. Apparently the norm is you put the tent up and it's all muddy and everything and there's tables there. This is a proper building.
It's a beer hall, is it?
It's a proper hall. There's fair around it and they bring you the big mass beers, a litre of beer.
Litre of beers. And do the waitresses carry eight at a time?
Yep.
It's amazing, isn't it?
If not more.
Carry eight steins in, one in each hand. We've got 16 steins and you can't pick one up.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. I had that at the Hofbrauhaus when I was there.
Right. Yeah, this is the first time I'd been to one. It was good. They had the live band on.
Umpar.
Exactly.
Umpar band. Lovely job.
And there was lots of singing and dancing.
Did you eat a boiled sausage?
No. Was that the vice first? I didn't have one. No.
Yeah. They tend to have boiled white sausage with their beer. Great. And pretzels. You have pretzels?
Yep. Had pretzels.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. you avoid the vice first. Had a couple of schnitzels, obviously. Have you got to, haven't you? But the beer itself, yeah, nice, very nice. It's just, it just makes me laugh. The offer you a beer, oh, I don't really want a beer. Oh, have a Radler then. You're just two choices. You have a beer or you have Radler. There is no third option.
What's Radler?
Radler is basically a shandy.
Right.
It's a bottled shandy.
Right.
That's just.
It's beer.
Or you have beer.
Yeah. That's I don't want a beer. Oh, I have a beer then. Yeah, all right.
Exactly. yeah. So it was good. I mean, we did about 50-50 of like doing nothing and doing a bit of sightseeing.
Right.
Steph looking after the horses. And yeah, it was.
And was there a highlight to the trip then?
I did enjoy the Volksfest on the first night and having the mass. And Nuremberg was nice. I enjoyed Regensburg. Just in general being remote, because we were not in the centre. So it was very quiet. There was no light pollution. You could see all the stars. You get very hippie out there.
Oh, was it romantic?
Probably. It was good. It's just a little bit. It takes a lot to getting used to, because I'm used to being in a town. So it's like the dead of night, and the closest sound, you just think you're going to be murdered.
Yeah, but you do worry about being murdered, Tony. You worry about being murdered on my road.
I do seem to be worried about being murdered quite a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
I should think about that.
It's me that should be worried.
What, being dark and all that.
Well, I know. Yeah. So it was a good trip.
It was a good trip. Came back via Belgium. We split the return trip up. We normally just drive through, but because it was a bit further, we did 4-hour trip. So we had we went to Bonn, we went to see Mulheim to visit our niece, and then we stopped off in Alter, which is just past Ghent, between Ghent and Oostend.
Oh.
So just left us an hour on the way back, got back here in Nottingham 6 o'clock yesterday. So it was good.
Good.
Yes.
It was a good trip.
It was a good trip, and I came back alive, which I'm counting as a bonus.
Yeah. Right, there's no point in me telling you about me. I didn't do anything nearly as exciting.
Okay.
So, and I had some things down that I was going to talk about, but I might talk about them in the second half. Who knows? What we need to do is play a tune, Tony, and I'm cheating this week. It's time for From the Vaults, but the From the Vaults this week is not a track we've ever played before.
Okay.
So I am cheating, but it's a cover version of a song that was a cover version of a tune with the original lyrics, but the title itself was a cover version. It was originally, it wasn't originally Body Cramps. The band we're going to play now are Archie and the Bunkers. I'm just going to tell you, it's Archie and the Bunkers, and they're doing Sunglasses After Dark. Now, Sunglasses After Dark was a 50s rock and roll song, or kind of country rock and roll song. But when the Cramps did a version of it, they only used the title Sunglasses After Dark, and then they wrote their own lyrics with Sunglasses After Dark in them, but they used a different tune.
Right.
Which was an old wild rock and roll sort of tune. Anyway, Archie and the Bunkers have covered it, and it's great, is what I'm getting around to here. And it's off, I think it's off a new EP they've done. I think there's about 6 tracks on it. They're just great. It might even be a new album, Tony, I'm thinking now. I thought it might have only had 6 tracks, but it might have about 10. Anyway, thing to do is check it out via their website. What is Archie and the Bunkers' website?
ArchieandTheBunkers.com?
It is. It's Tony 4, Paulie B, Internet 1, and this is the quite fantastic Sunglasses After Dark.
And the squares will draw. It's real simple. So let's just have a day. Ooh, it's a good
You're listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Archie and the Bunkers and Sunglasses After Dark. A great first line. I've got something to say to you and you better listen. That's like, there is no mucking about there. That's like, you have a listen. Great song. Tony, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for Tony's International Gig Guide. Ooh. I remembered.
Yes, if you have a gig, don't forget to email me tony@punkyradio.com. I just want to know who's playing, where they're playing, how much is it to watch them play. Could be anywhere. It is international, so it doesn't have to be the UK based. Just let me know. Iron Mike's been in touch.
Hello, Iron Mike.
He says, hi Tony, been a bit quiet on the gig fund for a few weeks as we've all been tanning our chiseled physiques. However, that's about to change. Crash Induction are playing at the George II in Luton on Saturday the 3rd of September.
I've been there.
Oh.
I've been there on several occasions, in fact. It's where Russ used to do...
Oh, right.
Yeah, it's not where he used to do the goth night. It's where he used to do just the dark... Oh, it was dark. Dark alternative music night, and it was brilliant. And I went there a few times.
It's a full night of party punk. Featuring originals, covers, crap dancing, and even worse jokes. We'll be passing by Leighton Buzzard on the way.
Buzzard.
And we'll be sure to wave. It's free and starts at 9 PM.
They must be coming down the A5. Oh no, Leighton Buzzard. No, maybe they're coming down the A40. Oh, now I'm confused.
Oh dear, I don't know.
Yeah.
And there's another gig as well, but that's for next week. Maybe I'll save that.
Well, or you could do it after I've done mine.
Okay, let's do that then.
I do, of course, have one. So, Tony, because I've picked a gig in the world, yeah, it's time for...
Polly Beach, picture gig in the world, yeah.
Yes! I'm so proud of myself there.
Excellent.
So very, very proud of myself. Now, on last week's show, I do believe, or it might be last week or the week before, I do believe I said, I am going to find a punk gig in Peru.
Okay.
Don't know whether you remember that. Do you remember that?
Vaguely.
Yeah, I have not let you down, Tony.
Excellent.
Saturday, September the 3rd, 2016. at Salon Imperial de Cayamayron, Caloma, 84, Centro de Lima, in Lima, Peru, there is Nueva Generacion, a narco punk, a fucking punk festival, mate. Unbelievable. Resistiendo en todos los lugares. I really can't read all this out in Spanish, right? But it's a punks and skins weekender, basically, right? And it includes the following bands: PTK, Autocritica, Oi Street Punk, Ixaxnux, Marginal, Dopamine, Barrio, Presión, Desastre Social, Insurgencia, Los Chuscos, Antile and Narcolexion, Excremento Social, which I think means social poo. It sounds brilliant. There is more information for it, and I've managed to not have the website for it. But if you type in Nueva, N-U-E-V-A, Generacion, G-E-N-E-R-A-X-I-O-N, Anarco, A-N-A-R-C-O, Punk, P-U-N-K, you'll find out about it.
Excellent.
It's going to be brilliant. So that concludes
Poly Beach, picture gig in the Welsh, yeah.
Yes!
I'm so happy about that.
Nice.
I found a punk gig in Lima, and it's this Saturday. That's brilliant. I'm so happy. Tone, yeah. I'm on the wrong page now. Story of my life.
Should I do the other gigs or save
them?
Oh,
yeah, do. Yeah, do the other one now.
Okay, he's also worth mentioning is the most excellent undercover festival. It's a Brighton Racecourse on the 9th and 10th of September. That'll be next weekend.
Yeah.
So we're not playing it, but we'll be sampling the ambience. We've been supporting this festival for the last couple of years, and it is well worth the trip. It's a cracking mix of punk, ska, dub, and reggae. Acts include The Selector, Sonic Boom 6, Peter the Chestnut Babies, Eddie and the Hot Rods, Society, Mick O'Toole, and the Mighty Archive 45, along with many others. More information, undercoverfest.com.
Yeah, it is a really, really good... I think Damned played it last year.
Right.
It's a really good festival.
There you go, Brighton Racecourse, next weekend.
Right, so that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Ooh. We had to think of the tune then, didn't we?
A little bit.
Yeah, right. Tony, Death Party UK rarely let us down.
They don't. No.
It's more darkness from the Dark Lord. That's not me.
No.
The Dark Lord of Nightbreed, our Trev, and he's got this band Death Party UK, which is it's not so much an offshoot from his other stuff, because it's kind of taken off, and it's really, really good. And they keep bringing out singles. And every time they do, we keep wanting to play them, Tone.
We do.
And that's what we're doing right now. So... you can find out more about Death Party UK by visiting their website, Tony, which is
deathpartyuk.com.
It is.
Ah.
Tony 5, Poorly Be the Internet 1. What a thrashing. This is their new single, not on the album that came out a few weeks back. This is Shadows.
Some can see.
listening to Guana Bats Underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That's another cracker, isn't it, from the outskirts of Nottingham?
It is.
It is indeed. Now, I've got down here this week waiting for the storm.
Okay.
But I can't remember what the storm is.
Huh.
So I can't remember what I'm doing this week. Have you got any plans, or are you just recovering?
I've got gardeners in next week. I'm just getting back into all my work because I've been off for 3 weeks. So, watch that. Why don't you talk about what you did last week? Because we did talk about that.
But it's really what I've done over the last few weeks. Because, first of all, I loved the Olympics, and we didn't talk about the trampolining, did we, before you left?
No.
I don't think. The trampolining was the highlight of the Olympics for me. I was very lucky. I'd actually had a dream about the trampolining, thinking, oh, I haven't seen any trampolining at the Olympics yet. I'm sure the trampolining happens at the Olympics. Have I imagined it? And I got in, and I turned on the TV, and it was just the start of the trampolining final. And there's a British girl there. I thought, oh, brilliant, the British. We're really good at trampolining. In my head, we were really, really good at trampolining. And then it says, Britain's never made the final of the trampolining before.
Oh, right.
And they have 8 girls in it, and we had not one but 2 girls in the final of the trampolining. It was fantastic. And one of them was the first one up, and she went on, and she did this thing. And basically, it's a fairly basic sport, trampolining, Tony. What you do is there's an X in the middle of the trampoline, and there's 2 red lines towards the edges of the trampoline. And what you do is you try and bounce on the X and don't go outside the 2 red lines, and then you'll be all right. And she bounced herself up and down vertically a few times, keeping dead straight and that. Then she went into the routine, and even I knew, I'm far from being an aficionado of the trampoline, but I knew she'd nailed it.
Oh, okay.
And she finished the routine. The routine's only like 1.5 minutes long. She finished the routine, got off the trampoline, just burst into tears. I thought, oh, have I got that wrong? But no, Tony, they were tears of joy.
Oh, okay.
It was the best trampoline she'd ever done. And I thought, this looks good. But then I thought, if she's that good, how good are the others? Next up, little Bulgarian girl gets up, little blonde Bulgarian gets up, and it was the commentator's curse, because the commentator said, and now for the much fancied Bulgarian.
Ooh.
The much fancied Bulgarian gets up, and I say, there's this X in the middle of the trampoline. I don't know whether she was put off by the British brilliance before her, but she had trouble hitting that X in the warm-up, and she's like, she's bouncing up and down, she's getting nowhere near it, and she's veering left. As I'm watching on the TV, she's basically bouncing backwards towards the edge, and I think, this does not look good. And as she's going up, she's not keeping both legs straight. One of them's sort of stuck out at a bit of an angle each time. I started to think she might have had a drink before she got on the trampoline, right? Because she looked completely out of it. Right? Starts the routine, does one boing, one flip, falls over, lands on the mat, right?
Yeah.
But then does that classic thing that people do when they finish gymnastic exercise of this sort. Jumps up and does a big flourish, da-da, sort of thing. Like
jazz hands.
And jazz hands. And then gets off. She's crying as well, but not. I'm thinking, surely that's not the best she's ever done. No, she completely screwed it. Argo went on to get the silver. It was only the last girl that got up that was also brilliant. It was very, very arguable about whether Argo was good enough for gold or not. But it just summed up the Olympics for Britain. We just kept doing it, didn't we? Fantastic.
I did really well. I mean, I saw bits of it.
I saw loads. We came second.
I think it started after we went, didn't it? So I think it did.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's why. But, mate, I saw loads.
Yeah.
I absolutely loved it. And we were a different class.
But yeah, second. I mean, I can't remember if we've ever done that before. I don't know.
No, I don't think we have. It's the most medals we've got since 1908 or something.
Right.
When there was basically only us and Greece in it.
Nice.
Or something. So, yeah, it was just spectacular. Really brilliant. Right. So that's what I went up to Edinburgh and I did a gig in a mobile cinema.
Oh.
Yeah, but I haven't got time for that now.
Okay.
Because I'd rather play 2 songs for you in a row.
All right.
So stay tuned for a new 7-inch from the Cavemen. But first up, a band called Kamikaze Girls that we did play the other week, didn't we? We played the Kamikaze Girls track the other week.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, we did. So anyway, this is off their latest EP. They're sort of Leeds London Riot Girl 2-piece, Tony. 2 or 3-piece. 2-piece, I think. Okay. Absolutely great. What do I know is, Tony, what is Kamikaze Girls' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Kamikaze Girls.
Facebook.com/Kamikaze Girls UK. Paulie Vincent at 2, Tony 5. This is Black Coffee. We'll be right back. You're listening to three chosen tracks from a new album that's out right now on Bongo Boy Records called Gnarly Way Volume 1. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
It doesn't normally take me quite as long to say that, but we were sent a surf album because it's all instrumentals. I thought we can't really play an instrumental as a track. Let's make it a bed because they're really, really good. It's a great album, really great surf album, as you can hear right now underneath us. But just now you heard the Cavemen after In Kamikaze Girls. The Cavemen have just brought out a new single, and being Punky Radio, we like to play the B-side, don't we?
We do.
That was the B-side to the new single, a track called I'd Kill. Obviously we like to play as much as we can from the Kiwi Noise and Rollers. But Tony, what is the Cavemen's Bandcamp page?
thecavemen.bandcamp.com
thecavemennz.bandcamp.com because they're from New Zealand.
They are.
Yeah. Probably be Internet 3, Tony 5, and we will be playing more Cavemen in future weeks because they're just great.
Cool.
Have you got a twat?
I do.
Cowabunga.
If you do a twat to nominate, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's fairly simple. Do get them through. Maybe we can have a last shake for them through to Christmas. It would be nice.
It would.
So, this twat is from Seth. Seth the Cat Milker.
Seth Cat Milker.
It's one of our favourite named listeners.
It's a great name.
With quite a serious twat. He says, hi, I have a twat for you. I would like to nominate the guy who ran into the back of my son's car. Put him in a wheelchair. My son was my gig mate and we went to many gigs and also enjoyed the Download Festival each year. But since he has been in the wheelchair, he won't go to gigs anymore. So I would like to nominate the hoof-wanking cock hobbit who thought that he doesn't have to pay attention when driving. Thanks, guys. Seth Cat Milker. Yes, milk your cat today.
Brilliant.
Well, Seth, sorry to hear that.
I'm sorry too.
Well, you certainly does sound like a hoof wanking cock habit, hobbit.
Really? That very definitely does. I'm in agreement.
Yes, we cannot argue with that one.
That's too awful, and I hope things improve.
Yeah. So we don't really know his name, but hey, the hoof wanking cock hobbit from somewhere in the UK is a
twat. Yeah, that's bang out of order.
It's well out of order.
Yeah. That was quite a brief twattage this week. Feel free to give us as much information as you like with the twat.
Yes. Yes. You know, it can be serious, it can be not serious, whatever you want, just get them through.
But always thanks like also to the cat milker.
Thank you, the cat milker, of course.
Yeah. Right, one last track this week, Tone.
Okay.
A band that sent me an email saying, hello, we were talking to your friend Finella.
Oh, okay.
Who, for those of you that don't know, is the other voice in this show.
Yes.
Formerly a Radio 2 newsreader, so we couldn't say who it was. But then she stopped being a Radio 2 newsreader, so now we can.
Mm-hmm.
It's Finella Fudge.
It is.
For you old-time Radio 2 listeners out there. She used to do the news on Steve Wright in the afternoon. And she also sometimes used to do the news during Janice Long's show.
Yeah, the late one, wasn't it?
Yeah, the late one as well, yeah. Absolutely brilliant woman. And she's been spending quite a bit of time in Whitstable.
Okay.
As a direct result of that, we've got to know Men with Ven, and we've got to know Centurion Sect, and now we've had an email from the Empties.
Fantastic.
Saying your friend Finella was at our gig and she said we had to send you some stuff, so here it is. So they sent us some stuff and it's great, Tone.
Brilliant.
So we're playing a track. So I don't know a lot about the Empties, but thank you very much, the Empties, for your lovely email. I had a listen, and you're right, we should be playing it. We're going to play it now. I'm calling it Whitstable Post-Punk Madness, Tony.
Brilliant.
But they might just call it punk, I don't know. Best thing to do, have a listen to it. What you need to tell me though, Tony, is what is the Empties Facebook page?
Facebook.com/TheEmpties UK
Facebook.com/TheEmpties2016 And Empties is EMPTYS. And then the numeric 2016. Paulie Internet 4, Tony 5. I was catching up. Close but no cigar. This is One Way Back.
Down on the ground, your feet express train. Jump on! And when the girl, she forgets.
That's about the size of it for this week's show. Hope you've enjoyed the music within. I know I have, Tony. Maybe you could just mention to our listeners some information about the internet stations that carry this show.
Yeah, we are on Padunk, Padunk Radio, PODUNKRadio.com. We're on Radio Andra, which is Radio Andra, ANDRA.SE, and we're on TBFM. You can find them, TBFMonline.co.uk.
Please do send us your twats, your Facebook comments, your jokes, your poems, your iTunes reviews and your gigs. I think that's it, isn't it?
Sounds about right.
That's a lot of stuff. Next week, mate, we've got mad punk metal from all over the place and Wonk Unit.
Excellent.
I think.
Right.
That's something to look forward to. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apood, apood.
Budgie gun! Budgie gun!